Now, last week, I was chatting with Matt Stringer, the chief exec of RNIB, and Anna Tyler, the chair of RNIB, in their visit to Scotland. It's been another busy week, but Matt is back for his weekly update. Looking forward to the weekend, Matt.
Yeah, Alan, it was nice to see you in person last week up in Scotland, looking so well.
Yeah, good to have people meeting face-to-face once again. And it has been a busy week talking of face-to-face events, a bit of a world first, a very impressive summit RNIB hosted. Did see the future.
About 150 people, mostly who participated in person. We had probably tens of people who joined online. But it was in London, and it was a See the Future Differently Summit, which was basically the RNIB acting as convener to bring together a variety of people working in the sort of eye health, eye care, visually impaired charity sector with some commercial partners from related industries involved as well. So it was fantastic that everyone came together and actually a really energizing, productive day. So we had broadly three work streams looking at the sort of eye health pathway, looking at interrelationship between eye health and mental health, and then looking at sort of preventions, cures and treatments with some different sort of leadership and participants in each sort of session, with some plenary sessions at the start or the end of the day to sort of top and tail it. And I think it was fabulous, actually. I mean, I would say that, wouldn't I? But actually, I think everyone felt enormous positivity about coming together with such a sort of strong group of people with the same sort of challenges and all coming at it from slightly different angles and being able to sort of get everyone together to discuss those three meaningful topics. And already you can see a lot of positivity emerge in terms of post-event activity, communications, willingness to want to work together on certain things. And so in a world where we have a lot of devolved powers to the devolved nations, and we have, you know, 42 new units in the regional setup in the health service in England, you know, there's lots of people who are doing some great work in their own sort of patch, but actually, you know, often it's very difficult to sort of people to get their head up and we're the same and actually see across the landscape and be able to sort of meet people and join the dots. And I think that was one of the really powerful things from Wednesday, was being able to sort of get people from across the patch to really sort of focus on the common problem, if you like, and realize that there's a lot of energy and commonality about finding solutions. And actually there's some much better relationships forged from Wednesday. So in the eye health pathway session, we had representatives from mainstream hospitals and different regions in England, but we also had participation from Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland, who will, you know, bring a slightly different perspective to it. So, and it was great to be able to sort of convene those very rich conversations across such a disparate group.
Let's move on to another important and ongoing work, fundraising. That's been at the forefront this week as well.
Yeah, in the autumn, as COVID's, you know, been sort of, you know, restrictions have been relaxed. That's my dog.
Getting in on the act.
We've been doing more face-to-face fundraising activity, you know, through the autumn as things, events can take place. You know, London Marathon, which I walked diligently in October, people jumping out of aeroplanes, you know, people coming together as local groups of things. So that's been great. And we've been doing a few things from the centre. So we had a really great evening on Monday with our president, Dame Gail Ronson. The group of our sort of strong historical supporters sort of came together for an evening in London, which was fantastic, which included some great opera singing and an ability for us, both staff, if you like, Anna and myself, but also, you know, beneficiaries, you know, of the charity to talk to that room about what we've been doing and our plans for the future. And it was really great to be able to host, you know, such a lovely evening, actually, and hopefully one that will be very positive in terms of helping generate more funds for the RNIB. And we should, you know, pay great tribute to our president, Dame Gail Ronson, who really went the extra mile in terms of pulling together a fabulous evening for us.
And we're going to finish off with the Christmas word, because, you know, we are not far off and there's a lot going on from RNIB as well.
So it's probably not wrong to be talking to people about the propositions that the RNIB have got. So there's three things I was just going to talk to you about. So first one would be just remind people that our ELF Academy is open, which is basically signing up kids to engage with us and ultimately get a letter from Santa in the format that you know, the accessible format that works for you. And that's a great service which we have many thousands of children take advantage of every year. So please go on the website, sign yourself up for the ELF Academy. And, you know, we've got our Christmas campaign featuring Kira with a great video. And that's the main thing on our website that I would encourage people to engage and really get a sense of helping us support children through the magic of Christmas. And then the thing I feel particularly strongly about actually is life-changing virtual gifts. You know, people can buy virtual gifts, which helps us put money towards a variety of things from sort of reading services through welfare and other types of help for people at Christmas. And I think in a world where we're just going through COP26 and we're all thinking about our environmental impact and trying to not be too material, then I think, you know, a year in which we think a little bit more maybe about others and think about virtual gifts at Christmas is probably not a bad idea. And I certainly know that I'm going to be, without spoiling this for various godchildren and relatives, we'll be using our virtual gifts for my relatives as we go through towards Christmas. And even things to buy for your dog, I think, as well.
Sure, look forward to that. Now, if you would like any information on any of the topics we've been talking about or would like to learn more about RNIB, its services, and of course the ELF Academy and those fantastic virtual gifts, do have a look at rnib.org.uk. You can also call our helpline on 0303 123 9999. Matt, we'll let you go and take the dog out for a walk once again, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, well, thank you, and apologies to your listeners for my dog participating, but that's a bit of real life when we're working a bit from home. Thanks, Alan. Nice to speak to you.